It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tananaw Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and for today's show, we are talking about the third annual Golden Heart Family Fun Day and Truck Show. This event is an ode to the trucking community, and it's a thank you to the surrounding community who support it. You know, if you're not affiliated yourself, chances are you have crossed paths with a driver, equipment operator, a dispatcher, a pilot car driver. I mean, come on, you know, construction season in Fairbanks, you've met a pilot car driver. So mechanic, anybody else. And you know what they say, if you bought it, a truck brought it. So today I'm joined by two women, two ladies, legends who've brought deep roots into that world. Yes. I said legendary. Don't giggle. You guys are great. I have Teresa, owner of Hotspot Cafe. She spent years serving and supporting Alaska's trucking community. And Edie, longtime haul road driver, owner of Hamberlin Trucking, logged more miles on the Dalton than I could ever imagine. So, ladies, I'd like to welcome you onto the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So to kind of kick this off, let's talk about how this got started. So, Family Fun Day and Truck Show. You know, we're a part of the committee. The three of us ladies here, we're part of the original committee from 3 years ago. But really, it was Golden Heart Waste Management who really spearheaded this event. And, you know, from what I remember, it was a chamber meeting that General Manager Andrew Rosso visited. And there was a presentation from Commander Garrison asking for free or inexpensive experiences and events and things for people to do to come off of the base and to have fun in the community and get engaged. And honestly, that was a call to action for him. And so this truck show, I mean, I'll tell you, Golden Heart knows about trucks. And so having a truck show here locally is just something that only seemed natural. And that's kind of how it all started. And it's only grown ever since then. And I mean, you remember, Edie, it was, I think we held it at the Civic Center was the first year down at Alaska Land, and then last year was over at Golden Heart Waste Management's shop off Pegger. So we are today, 11:30, we will be at that same location. So Golden Heart Waste Management shop on Pegger Road. And let's talk a little bit about that. So what's the deal with a truck show? Why is that such a big, why is that so interesting and exciting?
Well, I think Fairbanks needs their families to get out, and we would like to expose people's families, their children, their teenagers into this industry. We're going to need a lot of drivers coming up, and we have a lot of retirees coming out. And so if you could get your family interested now, Alaska needs people to be moving the freight. It's important from the north to the south. The Dalton Highway is a big deal. You might not get out there on your first go-around, but it takes years of experience, and we need people to become interested in how the freight does move in Alaska.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we have an aging trucking industry. We're all getting older. We need some young blood in here. We really do. And this has been a great opportunity for our younger generation, people who are just looking into getting a Class A license. And with that, I mean, we got our truck school that's going to be here talking to people also. And Teresa's right. We're all getting older. We need younger people in here, and this has been great.
We have NIT here today. Mm-hmm. We have the Alaska Truckers Association here today.
Yes.
We have a lot of owner-operators who've spent hours shining and polishing their trucks. It's a big deal. It's, as everyone knows, it's been a really long winter. And with a really long winter comes a lot of expenses. And as an owner-operator, for them to get off the road and choose to come here today and polish and shine their trucks up for a couple of days, they're missing trips, it costs money, and they're proud to have their trucks here so that you can see. And when you see those little kids' face light up when they get to see a big truck, there's nothing you can compare it to.
Oh, there's nothing like seeing a little kid pumping their arm when you're going down the road.
Yes. That's the best. Yes.
And they do. When we're here at the truck show and we've parked our trucks, they're like, oh, can you honk the horn? And, you know, Teresa's Clint and his big, huge, giant orange Kenworth, you're going to see it. And he's got this Kenworth rug out front because he's all sport and all of his stuff.
Oh, I love it.
Get up there and toot his horn.
Well, and that's really cool because, you know, that's how you get kids interested is that engagement and that hands-on experience and, you know, being able to come in and touch the trucks and look at them and just see, you know, because a lot of times you're looking at a semi truck and it's just going down the road. It's in and out of view, you know. So to be able to stop and really take a look and appreciate the importance of it and how awesome it really is.
And we have Colville here today, and Colville has brought one of their most beautiful tankers. And you should just come by and get your kid's picture in front of this tanker because it is hot, awesome.
That's great. Yes.
And if you want to see some owner operators, and I'm sorry, I know that Colville's got their hot tanker, but Alaska West Express, we have got the most beautiful trucks, owner operator trucks. And there is a bunch of them. It's going to be pretty amazing.
So we've got a lot of companies are engaged with this. So whether it's owner operator or it's company owned, it's, you know, the trucking community is so supportive of the community as a whole. And so I think that this truck show is just, you know, it's free for the community to attend. This is, you'll be able to come in, you'll get to vote for your favorite truck. You get to, you know, chat with the drivers and chat with everybody associated and, you know, get to know what it is to be a trucker and you know, how you can get involved if you're interested.
We really want people to come out. There's going to be a QR codes for people's choice. You can have your kids walk around. It is going to be amazing. We have food trucks coming. There will be cotton candy. There, some of the people that are here, they have popcorn machines, and they're giving things away to the kids, little trinkets.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just going to be a really fun day, and our weather is going to hold out.
That's
and
right.
We're going to have a lot of hoorah going on because these truck drivers are excited to win. And we have all the companies showing up for it. And we're just proud. We're proud members of the trucking community. The Dalton Highway carries a lot of clout all over because, of course, you know about Ice Road Truckers. Most people have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of shows about the Dalton Highway. So when these drivers, a lot of them are coming, we're going to have the farthest truck that came the farthest will win an award. We might have the dirtiest truck win an award.
Right.
I mean, there's just going to be a lot of cool trucks.
Yeah, and that's kind of a fun thing, too, because, you know, when these truck drivers sign up to participate and bring their truck and park it and whatnot, they have to select what category, you know, they're signing up for. And I mean, that's a cool thing because they could sign up for one or I think maybe multiple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just an interesting way. Some of the antique, you know, some very antique-y trucks, just to see sort of the evolution of these vehicles and how they've grown. And of course, I think we're gonna have some nice brand new ones on the lot too.
So, oh, we will.
Yeah. So you just come on out and take a look. And, you know, what I'm curious about though is, tell me more about the community of the trucking community. So Teresa, you like, yes, you've got your cafe here in town, but for a long time you were serving food. Tell me more.
I was at 60 Mile Dalton Highway. I started in 1996 and I opened up a little restaurant drive up and I served burgers and coffee and milkshakes. And from 1996 up through COVID, I haven't reopened since COVID on the Hall Road, but my stuff's still there, and you never know when I might do a pop-up. Oh,
I miss it. I do. I miss them burgers, and I miss her tan skin and her beautiful flowers she had out there and the black bear stories.
A lot of bear stories.
A lot of bad bear stories.
I had truck drivers come in and stay the night just to make sure that I didn't get eaten by a bear by morning, and they were guarding this place.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the truth.
It is the truth.
And you know what? Again, that's family right there. You know, you take care of each other out there because we're all we have. And it's unique to the interior because that's how we survive is we rely on each other as a community. But even more so for the trucking community, because there's even fewer of you up in some of the most treacherous environments, you know, in like the world, basically. And so you've got to rely on your neighbor. You've got to rely on that next driver to make sure and check on you if you're over on the side and all that. So it's just that courtesy. I think that's awesome. You know, so Edie, how'd you get tied into all this? When was your startup in this industry here?
Oh my gosh, I started in 2015. I went up the Hall Road the first time with Uncle Ron, Ron Gettinger. He was a legend. He has since passed away, but he's very much missed. And it just went, I just trucked along with him. I came from a logging community, so I drove log trucks. When I went up to Dalton the first time, I kept waiting for the scary road, you know, and I went up in December, and I got to Prudhoe, and Uncle Ron's came back, and he said, yeah, just let her have it, let her do it herself, you know. And
that's awesome.
And I just did. I just rolled with it. I made a lot of really good friends. It's really hard to explain the camaraderie up on that Hall Road. Yeah. I come from a law enforcement background also, and we all take care of each other six, and you run, you're like brothers and sisters. And you are watching each other. You're making sure everything's okay. And we love each other. It's different. It's not the same as the regular trucking down south. We actually love each other and hate each other at the same time, mostly. But it's like brothers and sisters, really.
Weddings, funerals, and babies.
Absolutely.
There you go.
We're there for it.
Absolutely. You say, oh, happy birthday. Well, how'd you know? Well, it was the same day last year, because we all just know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith here interviewing with Teresa and Edie. We have we're talking about the Family Fun Day and Truck Show going on right now at 3859 Pegger Road. So if you've got plans today, or if you don't have plans today, make sure you stop by, because there's so much going on at this event. You know, it's not just a truck show where you're looking at trucks and you know, you just look and walk away. No, you can engage, you can talk to these drivers. There's an equipment rodeo that's going on. And let's dive into that. Tell me a little bit more about what this equipment rodeo is going to look like. I think last year somebody was like pushing around a barrel with a...
Oh, they did all sorts of stuff.
It's great. Yeah. The precision with these operators is amazing.
They're going to have the big cats out there and John Deere and... heck, there's a pile of dirt. The kids can bring their own little hand tractor and build little roads.
Oh, that's
I mean,
awesome.
They had a great time last year with the pile of dirt. And they left the dirt there because it was such a hit. But the equipment rodeo, they're going to have prizes, and the equipment operators are going to be showing off their skills.
Yeah, this is a judged event. There are exclusive judges. Yes, there's a public, a public People's Choice Award for the trucking piece of it. But there will be, assigned judges to actually go in and grade. I mean, essentially grade the work, the precision of these operators. And there'll be awards passed out at the end of the day, and it's going to be a wonderful thing. I mean, again, today between 10 and 5 p.m., so ends at 5 p.m. today, 3859 Pegger Road. So I just think that's something everybody needs to do today.
Oh, absolutely. Come on down. There's fire trucks. And
well, don't forget about the firemen.
Oh, my gosh, the firemen. They have pink hats and little hats. Me and Teresa last year were sporting pink fireman hats. It was pretty awesome.
There's swag for everybody. It's really cool. Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of fun swag and things for the kids to do. I feel like there's going to be bounce houses for sure. That's always a big hit.
Absolutely.
And, games.
Don't forget your socks. If you're bringing your kids down for the bounce house, they will have socks for sale. But they'd prefer if your child came with their socks.
Yeah, that is the truth. So, a little bit more about what people might experience today. What kind of happens when people arrive, when they first show up? What should they do first?
Oh my gosh, I think they're going to be taken in a lot. The parking, when they walk in, they're going to see a lot of food vendors and stuff. You know.
We have Lathrop High School coming in there. I think it's their football team that's going to help direct some traffic.
So, oh, that's excellent. Good.
And we have people manning the bounce houses and then the food trucks. And then there's Peterbilt's going to be here. Pape Kenworth's going to be here. RWC. I mean, there's a lot of new trucks, too, coming that are from companies. I mean, Carlisle will be bringing trucks, STR, Specialized Transport and Rigging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alaska West, Dodge.
Linden will be here.
I'd be remiss not to mention Black Gold.
Let's just be real.
There you go, of course. Black Gold.
No,
everybody. And that's what the best part about this is that we're all going to be there. And, like, that's 100%. The cool thing. So this isn't just about trucking. This is about the industry, man. This is everybody who's involved in it. We've got Side Dumper who's sponsored and Glen Farn sponsored. And, you know, all these sponsors, STR and Pape and NIT, Alaska West. There's so many, you know, Peterbilt, everybody. So if you haven't sponsored, then I'll tell you, you're missing out because this is, you know, this event is only getting bigger. So if you missed out this year, get a hold of Golden Heart Waste Management and CC Andrew. He will make sure and get you in next year. So that is for sure. So I'm going to go ahead and we'll go ahead and take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the traditions that have become a part of Family Fun Day, including honoring longtime drivers and remembering some of those that we've lost. So go ahead and stay with us. We will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week. Every hour, every day. Plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and today we're talking with Edie and Teresa about the Golden Heart Family Fun Day and Truck Show happening right now, today. Location is 3859 Pegger Road, completely free event for the family to come out and enjoy. And if you're just now joining us, you've got to, you know, cancel all your future plans for today and just go to this event because it is so awesome. There's so many things to do and see and engage with. Bring the kids. It's just going to be a great amount of fun here. So, you know, before the break, we were chatting about the event and, you know, what to anticipate. But what I want to talk about is a little bit more of some of the why, the deeper meaning behind, you know, the honoring the trucking industry and the community, because we really do, especially here in the interior. I mean, I think most literally everything's trucked in or trained in, but more than likely trucked in because that's just the way it is. So what is it about there's an award segment, you know, a trucker appreciation night that we held last night. And, you know, it's the third annual, and there's awards that we pass out. And Edie, I kind of want you to tell me a little bit more about the OG Driver Awards and what that what that entails.
Our Old Guy Awards.
Old Guy Awards, yes.
Well, we've got some pretty awesome truckers up here. They're quite characters, and the Old Guy Awards are definitely earned. It's not something that's just given away. They had to be nominated.
And last night we honored some gentlemen, and we're open for women too that have been out on the road for a long time. These people have given up their lives. Their families have given up their time with their families to truck. They've trained many drivers. They spent countless hours on the side of the road, either helping someone who's broke down or being broke down sometimes themselves. They've missed their kids' birthdays sometimes. They've missed all kinds of family events, but it takes a solid family to wrap their lives around the trucking community. They know that they're forsaking things for other people to receive their goods. Our oil, our pipeline in Alaska wouldn't have what it has today if we didn't have drivers bringing it there. Everything that goes up north, if it didn't come in a barge in the summer, it's going up by truck.
That's right.
Fuel, food, everything.
Yep.
And a lot of these guys have been out there for 30, 40, 50 years, and they're still out there trucking. They have trucking in their blood. They retire. We've seen them come back. They'll come and train people. I mean, some of the best drivers in Alaska. If you made it to the Dalton Highway, you're on top of the food chain. That's like the pros of the pros of the pros.
Right.
You aren't just an everyday driver. You got to earn your way to get to the top of the world in Alaska. And it isn't easy. And families, men, women, we have truck drivers. We have generations of families
yes.
that their dad was a truck driver. He helped build the haul road. Now their kids are truck drivers. Now their kids are truck drivers
yes.
and their in-laws. If you got a son-in-law, come on, bring him down. Does he need a job? I bet you we could get him an NIT.
There you
I
go.
Bet you we could get him help.
Well, in Alaska West, we have the Dock to Drive program where we're actually teaching you how to load a truck, how to drive a truck, and how to get up the Dalton Highway. And my son, I've got my son up there running the Dalton Highway. My husband runs the Dalton Highway. I've got a female driver, Melissa. She's doing an amazing job for us. NIT, they have a program that helps you. You know, you could be driving a car one day and a semi-truck the next. Same with Alaska West. You go in there and you learn how to run a forklift, learn how to load these trucks, and
right.
we have a great program.
If you have a child in high school and he's getting, or she, especially women, there's women in motion. There's women that need operators. The operators union need women.
Oh, yes.
The Teamsters need men and women. I mean, it is a good job. It becomes your life, but it's your life, and it's a good job, and it pays well. And we need kids. We need people who want to sign up. Because if whatever happens in our state, we need people that are up and coming.
That's right.
They're moving through.
Yeah, that's what makes, I mean, honestly, that's what makes this event so exciting, is that we're piquing that interest with the younger, the next generation
right.
of drivers.
Don't think it can't be you. It can be you.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
It can be you, and everything's possible if you do the footwork. So come on down today. Come talk to truck drivers. Come talk to companies. Come talk to owner-operators. They'll tell you what it's like. Did you just move up here? Well, let us help you.
I think that's you just said something that is so crucial. Let us help you. That is something I've noticed with the trucking industry, that people are willing to help. Like, they want to train you how to be a better trucker. I mean, mainly so that's safer for everybody else on the road, for one, but also because it is such a, it's exciting to see somebody excited about your industry. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to help you out. I think that this is going to be a great resource for you, and, you know, just help them build. And I mean, if you don't know somebody, you know somebody who knows somebody. And so that's kind of how this town, that's how it works.
Don't be shy. Come down here, please. We are happy. When we know about our industry, we want to share our industry with you. We really do. And these guys are out here today because they love to see these kids smile. They really do. Like, it lights them up.
Oh, yeah.
And come visit me at, you know, Alaska West. We're going to have a table set up, and the Alaska West girls are going to be there. We're going to be wearing white shirts with they're white and green baseball shirts, say Alaska West on it. Our names will be on our lapels. So you're not going to be a stranger. Just call us by your name. We will have applications there for you to apply for a job if you'd like. And it's ground up. If you want to wash trucks, if you want to work on trucks, if you want to drive trucks, we have an application for you.
And if there's people out there that they, you know, they're out, they want to put a CB in their pickup, or they just, they want to know things about lighting and that. We have Bushwhacker Limited here from Anchorage, Wasilla,
nice, yes.
And they've got CBs and things, and he will definitely hook you up. I mean, we're just excited for everybody that's starting to get behind this. We want to make sure that this continues on. I mean, we're kind of the old girls in the community at this point, but we're excited to see new people, and we want everybody to be part of this. We have every trucking community involved in, and that's really what it takes.
It really does. And that's, I think that we've got a great platform. I mean, again, shout out to Golden Heart Waste Management for hosting this event, for coordinating this event, for reaching out and getting vendors and getting sponsorships and all of these things. I mean, this committee bust our butts. I can say we. This is a team effort here to get it all together. And, but truly, thank you, Golden Heart, for housing this whole thing.
For hosting it. You guys are outstanding. John Thies, his whole family, Buddy Lane, Andrew Rosso. I mean, it is truly a conglomerate of people that get together. And we go out to the trucking companies and try to get them excited about our lives and their lives. And we want you guys to come. If you think that there's nowhere to park, please keep driving down. We're going to get you parked. We're going to get you in here today. If you see a little line at the food trucks, don't worry. They're moving food right along today pretty fast.
That's right. There's enough to do to keep you entertained today. That's for sure.
Please don't give up if you see a lot of traffic when you look down. If you drive past Kenworth Pape's sign, you keep going through that intersection instead of turning left or right. Go straight through and you see all that traffic. Don't worry, you guys. Come on down. We're going to find you a place to park.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yep. So just some event highlights here. So again, we've got a truck show. We've got equipment rodeo, which is super exciting to watch. It's very fascinating how precise these operators can get with these giant machines. Come touch a truck. Come talk to a trucker. Come talk about industry. Learn. Ask your questions. Grab some food from a food vendor. Support local. We've got bounce houses for the kids. There's all kinds of family activities and other things going on, games and like I said, other vendors in town to get more information about what is going on in your own community. So this is a fantastic event. It's great for kids, absolutely perfect for the young adult and looking for something to do on a beautiful Saturday. Come on down. It's a great deal. Check out these different trucks, these haul road trucks, the vocational. What's a vocational truck?
I think that's the
truck. For the tow trucks?
Yeah, the tow trucks and
that's like and the
dump
like the,
trucks,
the pump trucks, like a different, different dump trucks and different types of trucks, right? That's what those are. So come check out all the kinds of trucks we have. Antique trucks and fire trucks.
And firemen.
Okay, and the firemen who drive them. Let's be real.
Listen, moms.
Hey, there's fire ladies, too.
Listen, ladies and moms, you don't have to have a kid to come to this show. You can just come to this show.
You get a vote, too, okay?
Yes, you do.
That's right. Make sure you come on by and vote for your favorite truck. And kids, public choice. I love it, ladies. Thank you. QR code to submit your votes. So it's really kind of cool and easy. Simple. I think it's going to be a great day today. Oh, and let's not forget the newest category that we didn't have the past couple of years, but dirtiest truck.
I can't wait.
I am so excited to see because you could only imagine. I mean, I've seen them. We've seen them coming in. But then at the same time, how dirty can you get that
I
baby?
Would have won if I came in because yesterday I was dripping mud and it was dried on. It was just dried drips all around my truck.
When the mud starts peeling off, you know you've met your you're topped out. It's time to wash.
Oh, it was bad.
That's
was
great. Bad. The vehicles are just there. They're just, yeah, that's hilarious.
Just
all
covered.
Right. Well, ladies, Edie, Teresa, thank you both so much for joining me today and for everything that you've done to help make this event a success. I think it's wonderful. I'm Kayla Smith. I'm Executive Director of United Way of the Tanana Valley. Today, we've been talking about the third annual Golden Heart Family Fun Day and Truck Show and Equipment Rodeo. Happening today, right now, until 5 p.m. at Golden Heart Waste Management, located at 3859 Pegger Road. Come out,
bring the family, check out the trucks, enjoy the activities, help celebrate the people and industries that keep Alaska moving. So until next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people and partnerships working to make the Tanana Valley stronger. Thank you all so much. Have a beautiful day, and I'll look forward to seeing you at the show.
See you later.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.